Morning. My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Do what? I understand. Am I a what?
Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Neutral.
Thank you. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Lockbox.
Will you support or oppose that?
I oppose it.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
Yes.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
Yes.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
Yes.
About a lock container or case?
Yes.
And last one, a lock box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yes.
About a combination lock?
Yes.
And last one, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yes.
Thank you. And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just a few more questions and we're done. Thank you so much again for your time, for your patience. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored, if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yeah.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just a few more questions, and we're over. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And in terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
58.
Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Female.
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your participation today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.